The Holy Spirit wants you to listen. We hope that you pay close attention. Those who have an ear to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. There was a certain kind of woman. She said in her heart that she's a good woman. She said she's the best woman that a man could ever have. She even said to the man, "You will never find another woman better than me." She was the definition of a good woman. There was a certain kind of man. He said in his heart that he's a good man. He said that he's the best man that a woman could ever have. He even said to the woman, "You will never find another man better than me." He was the definition of a good man. Now, according to God's word, let that good woman and let that good man sit down and discover what God has to say about a good man and a good woman. In this introduction, the Holy Spirit wants to give us the profile of a prophet in leadership. Balaam was a good prophet, but not a godly prophet. What are you talking about? Balaam was a good man, but not a godly man. The book of Numbers, chapter 22 through chapter 24, is about the story of the life of Balaam. Good, but not godly, is the profile of Balaam. And God still used Balaam because God can use anyone he chooses according to God's own will, that God still and always gets the glory. There are times when God will use a good person, but that person that God is using is not a godly person. God can use a good woman, but she's not a godly woman. And there are women who know that they're good, and God uses them to assist God's people. And it's something about a woman that knows that she's good, but she's good with arrogance and good with pride. And God will still use an arrogant woman, and God will still use a prideful woman, the same way that he will use an arrogant man and a prideful man. God can use anyone that he chooses, the same way that he used an ungodly prophet named Balaam. You see, Balaam was a Midianite sorcerer who demonstrated good leadership, and God used Balaam to bless the children of Israel three times. That's in Numbers chapter 24 and verse 10. Yet scripture still denounces Balaam. Isn't that something? So just because you're a good woman doesn't mean that God won't denounce you. Just because you're a good woman doesn't mean that God will not denounce you. The same way he used Balaam, who was a good man, but he denounced him. God will use a good woman and he will denounce her, because her heart is not right with God. She's good, but she's not godly. So in the book of Joshua, chapter 13 and verse 22, we discover Balaam practiced that of a soothsayer. He practiced divination. Acts chapter 16 and verse 16. So fury displayed by those who were possessed by the evil spirit represented by the pagan god or goddess while delivering their oracle messages. You see, the acts of soothsaying was condemned by God in Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 26, both Deuteronomy chapter 23 and verse 5 and Joshua chapter 24 and verse 9 strongly imply that Balaam asked God for permission to curse Israel. Have you ever been in a relationship with another person, and in that relationship, that person was cursing you? You see, Balaam was good, but he wasn't godly, and he had the audacity to ask God for permission to curse God's people. Imagine being in a relationship with someone, and the person that you in a relationship is actually trying to curse you, trying to poison your food, assassinating your name and your character. Imagine being married to a woman and the woman that you're married to is cursing you. Imagine being married to a man and the man that you're married to is trying to kill you, trying to poison you. The New Testament uses Balaam as an example of those prophets who have forsaken the right way and gone astray, and says he was rebuked for his iniquity. And that's what happens with men and women who try to curse the other person. They will be rebuked for their iniquity. You evil and wicked and bad wives are not getting away with anything. According to the word of God, you will be rebuked for your iniquity. The same thing that applies to the man is the same thing that applies to the woman, according to the word of God. So he was rebuked for his iniquity. And if you have a bad wife, she will be rebuked for her iniquity, according to 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 15 and verse 16. So God will not allow Balaam to curse Israel. God will not let an ungodly man curse his people. God will not allow an ungodly woman to curse his people. So Balaam made suggestions to the king of Midian to remove God's blessings on Israel. And Balaam taught the king to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel. So Balaam finally met his demise by God's command. The Israelites killed him along with all the other male Midianites. And so Balaam the soothsayer died at the hands of the people he tried to curse. And that's what happens when you get unevenly yoked together with the wrong spouse. You're getting caught up with the wrong person. You're sleeping in the bed with the enemy. And what's going to happen is that person that's trying to curse you, that wicked wife, that evil husband, you're connected with the wrong person in your life. You're going to meet your final demise by God's command. And you will be killed along with all the other Midianites. So Balaam, the man and the woman who have the spirit of Balaam, who is the soothsayer, that man and that woman will die at the hands of the people that they tried to curse. It's biblical. It's according to the word of God. Just look at 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 15 and 16, Revelation chapter 2 and verse 14, Numbers chapter 25, verse 1 through 3, Numbers chapter 31 and verse 8. Read it for yourself. And consider these points of a false prophet. Consider these points. And women, this applies to you too. Failure to observe is the first point. The law of buying in, being used like a sucker. Second point, strong leaders with the wrong vision. Yeah, you a strong leader, but you got the wrong vision. Third point, weak leaders with the right vision. You a weak leader, but you got the right vision. The fourth point, people who buy into the leader before they buy into the vision. Discern, beware, peep game and pay attention. There are people in the church who buy into the leader before they buy into the vision. So the right leader must be in place with the right vision. Let me say that real slow. The right leader must be in place with the right vision. Man-appointed leadership. Man-appointed leaders often claim to receive a call from God, but their authority actually derives from human sources and not from the Lord. Eventually, the truth becomes clear to everyone. This applies to women too. Women-appointed leadership. Women-appointed leaders often claim to receive a call from God, but their authority actually derives from human sources and not from the Lord. Eventually, the truth becomes clear to everyone. So how can we discern man-appointed leadership? Well, it issues from human ingenuity and not from God's anointing. Numbers chapter 22, verse 14 through 16 is your foundation on that. It often reveals self-serving motives. Numbers chapter 22 and verse 17, you will discover that. It devises plans that oppose what God is doing. Numbers chapter 22 and verse 22 is your foundation. It blinds the leader to God's intentions. Numbers chapter 22, verse 23 through 30. Its goals eventually fail because they oppose the work of God. In Numbers chapter 23, verse 1 through 24, and chapter 25. Isn't that something? The Holy Spirit is giving us a prayer for the right leader in the right place with the right vision. This is a prayer for the right leader in the right place with the right vision. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Holy Spirit prayed through me and for me about the right godly leader in the right place with the right vision, telling God that I was faithful and that God has blessed a lot of godly leaders around the world by putting them in the right place with the right vision. And now it is time for God to bless me as his right godly leader in the right place with the right vision. I'm in agreement with it. I believe it. I receive it. I have it as I pray. Father, I thank you for blessing me and making me your right godly leader in the right place with the right vision in the name of Jesus the Christ. So let it be unto me as you have said, my Lord. This is about the qualities of discernment. No leader can long enjoy success without developing a healthy sense of discernment. We must discern the Lord's presence. We must discern the needs of the moment as a leader and stay away from factors that keep us from discerning. Make room for listening. Keep a sensitive heart and remove the stubborn heart. Slow down and begin to discern. Have time for people. One cannot solve spiritual and emotional problems with external answers. So we must pray to the Father. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Holy Spirit prayed through me and for me for greater discernment. I receive godly intuition and godly intellect, and I pray my requests for a keen God-given discernment that I may know things beneath the surface of wicked behavior. Let me say that real slow. I pray my requests for a keen God-given discernment that I may know things beneath the surface of wicked behavior, and I discern deeper than human knowledge in the name of Jesus the Christ. I decree I receive the spiritual gift of discernment, and I experience discernment that is of God, having the ability to discern a profound perception of what is occurring on the outside of a person and equally on the inside of a person in the name of Jesus the Christ. I decree I receive keen, sharp, and precise discernment from God. Now I listen to God. Now God speaks to me, and I speak for God as God's representative and God's mouthpiece. And I provided God's viewpoint on situations. I saw the root problems of mankind, and I saw the consequences of the root problems. I represent the name and the reputation of God. Father, I thank you that you have improved and increased my discernment as a leader as I continue to listen to the voice of God, having the godly qualities of discernment in the name of Jesus the Christ. So let this prayer request be made unto me as I have said, my Lord. Isn't that something? Just because you good doesn't mean that you're godly. And just because God is using you, don't get God twisted. Because God can use you and denounce you at the same time. There's a difference between being good and being godly. I'm not looking for good people. I'm looking for godly people because I got the revelation. God can use a good person and denounce you at the same time.